A dying King David leaves his son a legacy of values and vendettas in the Haftarah for Vayechi from the second chapter of 1 Kings. Welcome to The Voice of the Prophet, the weekly Haftarah brought to life, featuring actor Ronald Gutman. I'm your host, Rabbi Jan Urbach, director of the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS.
When David's life was drawing to a close, he instructed his son Solomon as follows. I am going the way of all the earth. Be strong and show yourself a man. Keep the charge of Adonai your God, walking in God's ways and following God's laws, God's commandments, God's rules, and God's admonitions, as recorded in the teaching of Moses, in order that you may succeed in whatever you undertake and wherever you turn. Then Adonai will fulfill the promise that God made concerning me. If your descendants are scrupulous in their conduct and walk before me faithfully with all their heart and soul, your line on the throne of Israel shall never end. Further, you know what Joab, son of Zeruiah, did to me, what he did to the two commanders of Israel's forces, Avner, son of Ner, and Amasa, son of Yether. He killed them, shedding blood of war in peacetime, staining the girdle of his loins and the sandals on his feet with blood of war. So act in accordance with your wisdom and see that his white hair does not go down to Sheol in peace. But deal graciously with the sons of Barzillai, the Gileadite, for they befriended me when I fled from your brother Avshalom. Let them be among those that eat at your table. You must also deal with Shimei, son of Gera, the Benjaminite from Bahurim. He insulted me outrageously when I was on my way to Machanaim, but he came down to meet me at the Jordan, and I swore to him by Adonai, I will not put you to the sword. So do not let him go unpunished, for you are a wise man, and you will know how to deal with him and send his gray hair down into Sheol in blood. So David slept with his fathers, and he was buried in the city of David. The length of David's reign over Israel was 40 years. He reigned 7 years in Hebron, and he reigned 33 years in Jerusalem. And Solomon sat upon the throne of his father David, and his rule was firmly established.
You've been listening to The Voice of the Prophet from the Block Kolker Center for Spiritual Arts at JTS. You'll find questions for further reflection and discussion in the episode notes. If you find these podcasts meaningful, please share them with your friends and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can email me your questions or comments at onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Shabbat shalom, and thanks for listening.